getting more involved quicker, just to set yourself up to meet new people. I mean, it's an incredible way to get different friend groups and different personalities and different opinions to surround yourself with.
Welcome to the Be Epic Podcast, brought to you by the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. I'm your host, Brent Williams. Together, we'll explore the dynamic landscape of business and uncover the strategies, insights, and stories that drive business today. Today, I have with me Olivia Meyer, and Olivia is a current student in the Walton College of Business. Olivia, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and you know, you're involved beyond just in the classroom and internships. You're pretty busy, as I've gotten to know you. What are some of the things you do outside the classroom?
I'm very involved in my sorority. I'm a Zeta here. Obviously, I went through recruitment as a sophomore, so I was kind of nervous at first to see how well I would get involved and how well I'd fit in with everybody, but it was a very smooth transition, and I got to be on the philanthropy side of leadership by being the assistant to some of the exec members, and then work my way up as being one of the exec members as secretary, and I really enjoy just being a part of all of the girls there who just supported me and were amazing leaders throughout the chapter. And also just some of the on-campus involvement is women in finance and future business women leaders. A couple of my friends have started up those, and so it's been really cool to watch them from sophomore year to now and how well they're going to exceed in the future too.
Yeah. What made you choose finance as a major?
I really was excited for the real estate portion of it, honestly. Okay. I've always wanted to go into real estate since I was in high school, which I don't know where that really stemmed from. I don't have any family members involved in it. I just was really knew it was a personable job, and I knew that the finance background would really help on a resume and just learning that kind of background information going into it instead of just the real estate portion. Which really reflected, I think, in my internship, too, of just having that kind of background knowledge, too.
Yeah.
Even though it's mainly my focus on my major, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, you came in kind of thinking that was probably right for you. Turned out, sounds like it was.
Sounds like
it is something you've enjoyed. You've enjoyed the classes. Something you told me a little bit earlier that I thought was really interesting. This kind of segues into our conversation about the internship. I think you said when you were touring the campus, thinking about coming here, one of the ambassadors leading the tour mentioned internships. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember we were right in front of Walton College, and it was towards the end of the tour, and it was kind of a chilly day, but I was really excited to hear more about the business school. And she mentioned how many internships that students normally get that are in Walton, or that are at Walmart and Sam's Club as well. And I knew I really wanted to be at a big company as successful as they are. So ever since then, that kind of was in the back of my head of that opportunity that was presented itself. And I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I knew I was going to get there somehow, and especially with the help of Walton and my professors. So that was always a fire that kind of ignited underneath me. And I really was able to look back now and kind of, you know, reminisce on that memory a lot. So, yeah.
Well, that seed was planted early, which I don't know who the ambassador was, but a shout out to her, because that's exactly, we love that. You know, one thing that's coming up soon is our career fair, which is really an event, of course, where students and employers can really start to match and meet one another. Did you utilize career fairs when you were, as you've gone through this process?
Oh, yes, of course. I started off going sophomore year, not really with any kind of goal in mind of getting an internship, just because I knew that they were mainly meant for geared to juniors and seniors. And as nervous as a little sophomore, I knew that that kind of experience of at least just introducing yourself, a handshake never hurt anyone. And that's kind of where I got to step into that light of the professional and corporate world a little bit more. And it was, you know, really quick. I just made myself at least talk to five different people and just to see where it would take me, and just get that feeling for next year to prepare a little bit more. But
Well, I'm pretty impressed with that, you know, that you push yourself, right? And you set a goal for that event. I think that's some great advice for our students. So you did find an internship, and you found a really good internship after your junior year at Sam's Club. So maybe tell us a little bit about that process of finding the internship, and then tell us, you know, more about the internship itself.
Of course. Well, backtrack a little bit to whenever I was first figuring out an internship. I really was looking for Walmart's AFDP program. And I was super interested in it. I went to all their networking events and really got my face out there and met them. They were one of the companies I met, as well as Sam's, at the career fair. And I ended up going through the full interview process, made it to the final interview, and I didn't land that AFDP internship. And it stung a little bit, but I didn't let it turn me away. And before my Sam's Club interview, I reached out to the girl who, or one of the women who's on the panel who interviewed me for the AFDP internship, just kind of asking ways that I can improve my interview skills and if she could take the time to give me a quick call of where I can improve, where I could excel at, or where I could excel more at, and where I was doing amazing and, you know, can keep going with that kind of skills in my interview. And I feel like that is what really helped me with my Sam's Club interview, just getting that feedback from her and kind of going in with a vulnerable aspect of, I understand I didn't get this, but I would love to see where I could get some help. And she's one of the few people who've helped me throughout my internship too, just being a quick mentor to go to just because she was over at Walmart. So it was a very tedious process and, of course, very stressful, but I think taking myself outside of the perspective of being too scared to ask the questions, because in reality, the worst thing anyone could say is no. So I think really just utilizing those resources and you don't even know that they're right in front of you was something that I was really excited for this Sam's Club interview. And then after, it was during finals week whenever my interview was, and of course it's a stressful period for any kind of college student, and I had two at the time for a different company. So I'd come out of an accounting two final and was very stressed out whenever I was walking into this huge interview that I was really excited for and really wanted to land. And ultimately I felt like I didn't put my best foot forward. So whenever I was submitting my thank you emails to everyone who was on that panel, I kind of worded the Sam's Club one just a little bit more of a explanation of why I felt like I didn't put my best foot forward. And of course, a thank you for their time, but just kind of like making that note of where I wish I could improve better on that interview. And one of the women reached back out to me and she was basically saying how I did incredible, don't need to worry. But she understands where I'm coming from and knows that I put a lot of pressure on myself, she could see. So she got on a Zoom call with me in a very informal kind of chat and basically gave me the opportunity to submit a write-up to her of my 2, 5, and 10-year goals for my career. And I was able to take a day or two to kind of figure that out and really perfect what I wanted to say to her. And she then presented it to the board before they made their decision on an intern. So to this day, I still feel like I owe her everything. She was just that extra bump and push that I needed. And I find her in the office and I always thank her. And I love to give her updates on my career, goals that I'm surpassing and things like that. So it's definitely been a learning curve. But I think my biggest advice is just utilizing those kinds of experiences and people. So,
Well, if there is a lesson for our students, because one thing that is very, very impressive to me is that you are always seeking feedback, you know, and if that takes courage to send that email and say, hey, here's what happened. I didn't do as well as I thought I could. Tell me how I can get better. That is a special power, if you will, that you can do that and then take that feedback and try to get better with it.
Thank you.
And then, you know, professionals at both Walmart and Sam's Club clearly responded to that, right? Because they both stepped up and gave you that feedback and helped you, and maybe even the key to getting the Sam's Club internship.
Oh, yes. And it made me respect the company so much because after experiencing that kind of feedback from them, she always told me that busy was just a relative term, so never be afraid to ask anyone for their time. It really showed me the values of the company just even before I had started. And then I continued to see that all throughout my time as at my internship, which was incredible to witness. And it didn't feel like it was this huge corporation that you were just getting lost in the sea. It felt like very family oriented, and a sense of belonging was there for sure. So, yeah.
And personal connection.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right, so you land the Sam's Club one, and spend last summer at Sam's Club. What was the internship? And tell us a little bit about, you know, the group that you were involved in.
Of course. I had the honor of being on the new club team for Sam's Club Real Estate. It was a new club, or it was a new team started in October of that year. So Sam's basically hasn't had a new club built in the past 7 years, and Walmart used to be that muscle that would work on the Walmarts and the Sam's Club's real estate portion. So it was really awesome to be a part of that first initial kind of way or group of figuring out how to maneuver around going about building Sam's Clubs and what the executives wanted to see out of them and what goals they needed to put up for themselves. So basically this summer, my project was to do the full life cycle of one of the new clubs that was going to be there. And I actually got to fly out and see it with the COO, Lance De La Rosa, and Diana Marshall, who is the chief growth officer at Walmart. And so being exposed to that kind of leadership too, I mean, really taught me a lot of valuable lessons, just because I hadn't ever had that kind of opportunity to have a one-on-one for especially a whole trip with people like that. But I got to go fly out and see the property, see how we interact with brokers in that kind of corporation, and then start my project. And it was just basically the full life cycle up until I left. And I actually got to present at the end of year CRC meeting, which was in front of the entire executive council for Sam's Club. So my little intern self was standing up there presenting this project, asking for due diligence funds and seeing if they would even approve of the site in general. And it did get approved, so that was a big win for our team. But without the new club team and my directors, there's no way I could have accomplished that kind of goal. So it was a very hands-on internship, which I liked, and they treated you like a full-time employee. It didn't feel like I was just, you know, the intern that would get coffee or anything. There was always things to do. And if even there wasn't, I would get more exposed to other sides of the real estate sector, just going to the portfolio team, asking what they did. And even I got to go on another trip with a totally different non-real estate team and just see that aspect of it all, of how the field execution works and things like that. So it was a very awesome experience. I loved the travel. I loved how my director just gave me so many opportunities to pursue. And I feel like I asked a lot of questions, too, that led me to those kinds of opportunities as well, just because the very first day, my director told me that you can play that intern card as many times as you want this summer. So I started on day one trying to get my foot in the door. And I think the biggest thing was just leaving a big impression on everybody you meet. And because you never know if it's just going to be the first one or you're going to encounter them a lot of times. And by the end of the summer, I was on a first name basis with the COO throughout the office. So that was a pretty awesome feeling to walk through and be able to say hello to him, and he remembered my face. So just being very bold, being very bold, and even if you're nervous, you just got to fake it till you make it sometimes.
That's one thing I actually hear with you. You're like, you know, maybe, you know, you're pushing yourself in that way, right? Even if it doesn't feel natural or you're ready to push yourself forward, and that's really impressive.
Thank you.
You know, as I think about what I heard in your description of the internship and what was important to you, and I feel like I hear this from a lot of students, is that the meaningful internships are a result of a great team, great people pouring into you, but also meaningful work. So you felt like you were meaningfully contributing to the organization.
Oh, yes. I felt like I was making a difference just as an intern, and that's because my team made me feel that way too. But it'll be really awesome to go back to the club and be able to see where my project's kind of skyrocketed from and where it is now, and even where I can maybe put more work into whenever I return, just because whenever they put a shovel in the ground, that's whenever it's all hands on deck. Yeah. So I'm very excited to see where that took off.
There's a lot of reasons why I think internships are really important for our students. And one is, you know, this is a great mechanism to get a full-time job, which is what mm-hmm. we're going to talk about next.
Yes.
But also, you know, there's some other pieces to it, I feel like. I think it probably makes you a better student, you know. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, because I think that being able to learn and apply either simultaneously or, you know, you're finishing up a spring semester, you learn something, you know, you probably applied it, you know, during the summer. And mm-hmm. then you bring that experience back to your senior year in this case. And I suspect it made you a different type of student.
Yes.
Tell me if you agree with that.
I completely agree with that. And I could feel that on my first day of senior year. I could feel myself taking more charge of my studies. I've always been a very diligent student and valued that studying. But honestly, I feel like the biggest change was in my presentation skills and how I approach adults and professors and leaders. I feel like I was always hesitant in the back of my head in some instances, but I had the confidence now to really go in and take charge of a lot of different group projects and presentations and just really be on top of things like that. Mm-hmm. And in my studies, I feel like I learned so much this summer that everything was starting to click a lot in my classes, especially in the real estate section too. Yeah. So that was just a really cool feeling to know that I could participate in class discussions and share my own knowledge. And by this point, a lot of seniors have had those internships before. And so everyone really gets to now pour into what they have learned on those internships and put them towards class discussions to where we can all learn from them as well. So it's been a very awesome experience being a senior and watching, you know, some of your peers that you've grown up with over the past 4 years really fall into themselves with their careers and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's a big change, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. a big change when you start to see, you know, our students, your peers, start to get different types of experiences. And you're so right. The discussions after that has occurred mm-hmm. really start to change, right? Because you may, you know, clearly you had Sam's Club experience. Someone else may have another type of experience mm-hmm. and someone else another. And, you know, you're getting to share those in the classroom, which as a professor, mm-hmm. That is so much fun to see.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So we said that we'll go back to, we said that one of the things about internships is that very often, not always, but very often they lead to jobs and mm-hmm. job offers. And that was the case for you.
Yes.
So you're going to start at Sam's Club, I presume, sometime in the summer.
Yes.
After you graduate. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how that went from internship to getting the full-time role in the real estate area at Sam's Club.
Of course, yes. I really think it started on day one. I knew I wanted a full-time offer at the very end of my internship, and so I wasn't going to waste a day not trying to pursue that. And I really think that one of the biggest pieces of advice that I got from my team was to cast a wide net throughout the corporation. Meet as many people as you can, do as many one-on-ones as you would like, just to try and get your name out there, because you never know what door will open. And even if it's not in real estate, what if something else sparks your interest and you now know someone that can, you know, get you into that kind of position. So from day one, I really just tried to get my face out there as much as possible. And really tried to show them my work ethic in the best way possible, because they're looking for someone who is extremely driven, passionate about what they do. And I feel like my personality also, I really got to shine through that. And even on days where people were really struggling to, you know, kind of keep going, I feel like I just try to bring the energy as much as I could. So really just showing that I could fit that company culture and it didn't feel like a job anymore to me. That's whenever I knew that I could attain that kind of full-time offer. But just being very persistent and enthusiastic, that energy will follow you back. And eventually it did pay off in my final annual meeting. So I was absolutely thrilled coming out of that conversation with my manager.
So they made you an offer right at the end of the internship.
Yes. We had a midpoint review and then a final review. And the midpoint review, he'd kind of hinted that they'd been discussing where I could fit within the company by the time I came back a year later, just because that is kind of tricky to plan out. And then by the full-time offer, by the final point, it was very, very exciting to just watch all my hard work pay off and know that I was going to come back even stronger just because I had such a great support system after that. So,
And you already know the team that you're going to, it's a different team, but you're going to land on in the real estate area on the existing club team? Is that
I'll
what
be,
said?
Yes, okay. I will be on the portfolio team. So I'm very excited. It's going to be a great entry level position. And that's just where I'll learn to negotiate and learn how to, what to seed and read in a lease, just kind of really get the basics down in order to have that solid foundation in real estate and then build up from there within the club. So,
okay, that's going to be exciting. And I assume it took a little bit of pressure off of the senior year if you already had that in hand,
Yes. Yes. A couple of friends and I, we've worked at Walmart and Sam's and all left with full-time offers. And so we've been very much enjoying that time to just relax and take in senior year without the pressure of going to, you know, all the different networking events, just because we had that goal in mind of before. I remember sitting down with one of my best friends junior year first semester, and our goal was to get an internship before that semester was over, just so we could, you know, really enjoy the second part of junior year without trying to fight for one. And by the end of it, we looked back so proud at ourselves because we both had landed. She got the AFDP internship, and I had gotten the Sam's Club one, so we landed exactly where we were supposed to be, which I'm very proud of us for.
Seems like you're really committed to setting goals and doing your absolute best to achieve those goals. I feel like I've heard that multiple times throughout throughout the podcast. All right. Well, how about let me ask you this. Let me kind of wind us up this way. If you were starting this journey all over again as a new freshman coming into the Walton College next year, you've given lots of really good advice. Is there anything else that you would say?
I would say, since I was a transfer, I think the only thing that I regret is not getting involved quicker. I see a lot of opportunities for freshmen to get that first foot in the door with different kinds of RSOs on campus, which then lead to leadership positions in those RSOs and things like that. So I feel like really just getting more involved quicker, just to set yourself up, to meet new people. I mean, it's an incredible way to get different friend groups and different personalities and different opinions to surround yourself with. And I feel like that is something that I wish I would have done quicker. But obviously, given the circumstances, it was kind of hard just, you know, coming out of COVID and transferring. But I do think that that is something that I would change if I could go back and do it all again.
Well, that's really good advice. I'm going to ask a part B to that. You had a great experience at Sam's Club. So if you were to advise employers, you know, thinking to themselves as they're recruiting on campus and recruiting interns, and what can they do to create the best kinds of experiences possible that set you up for success and then hopefully set them up to get great talent into their organization?
Oh, that's a great question. That is a really good question. I think recruiters going into career fairs, always having an open mind. I feel like the easiest recruiters to talk to were the ones who were just so opening and welcoming, and really wanted to share. I feel like they need to be even more passionate about their company just because they're the ones who are also trying to sell it as well.
Yeah.
Just because I always told myself that I'm trying to sell myself just as much as the company is. And then as for an employer, I feel like my director did a fantastic job just really giving that great intern experience to make me want to come back, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that by just opening a lot of doors that maybe an intern couldn't, like herself and everything, and just really pushing me to get out of that comfort zone, just because I could see where some interns were maybe not wanting to keep going at the middle and just like getting relaxed. And he was always lighting a fire underneath me to keep going, keep trying, just never stop learning. And he would show me ways to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And just getting more out there, pushing me to really be a part of the company and see myself as that full-time associate was really important for me to get out of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. But in a healthy way. So just being my number one cheerleader, I think, that was what made me really absolutely have an amazing experience with him. So, yeah.
Well, after getting to know you a little bit, I'm pretty convinced you're going to be successful in whatever you choose to do. And as dean, I can't tell you how exciting this is for me to meet you, and to see that we say at the Walton College that we want to be a catalyst for transforming lives, mm-hmm. right? And I always think about that catalyst piece, which is really about putting the ingredients together. And so you brought hard work, goal setting, passion, and then employers come alongside you and give you opportunities, professors help teach you and professionally develop you, and just what a great outcome for you.
Thank
so
you.
We're extremely Thank excited, you. And I look forward to seeing you again on the stage at graduation where I get to hand you the diploma, and that won't be very long from now.
I know. Oh, don't remind me.
Well, Olivia, thank you for spending time with me.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's been wonderful. Thank you for having me.
On behalf of the Walton College, thank you for joining us for this captivating conversation. To stay connected and never miss an episode, simply search for Be Epic on your preferred podcast service.